From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. It's good to have your company around the Word of God once more. Today we will be looking at John chapter 12, the verses 9 to 19. And our subject is the fulfilling of prophecy. The events before us in this passage took place at this very time of the year, for we are dealing with Christ's entrance into Jerusalem just before his crucifixion. Our hymn this morning is Jesus, Thy Blood and Righteousness, a hymn by Charles Wesley. But just before I play it, I do want to remind you of our 9 o'clock program this evening. I will be playing another part of our study that we began last week, So Near and Yet So Far. It's based upon John chapter 5 and the verses 1 to 9. Please join me at 9 o'clock tonight. Now here is our hymn by Charles Wesley.
Jesus, Thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds in these array, with joy shall
Turning to John chapter 12 and the verses 9 to 19. Our topic, the fulfilling of prophecy. This passage commences and concludes with further proof of the hardness of the hearts of men. That Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, and was now alive, and living a normal life, and that within 2 miles of the city of Jerusalem, the leaders of the Jews could not deny. What they could do was attempt to conceal this proof of the Messiahship of Jesus of Nazareth, and so they planned to murder Lazarus as well as the Lord Jesus. This desperate measure was prompted by the fact that nothing they had done so far had stopped the advance of the fame and the following of the Lord Jesus. There is nothing the enemies of Christ hate more than men and women beginning to follow Jesus. First of all, note that even while the leaders were thus plotting against the Saviour, Providence was revealing yet another proof of the fact that the Lord Jesus was the Christ. We read in verses 12 to 15, "On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees, and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel, that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, a young donkey, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." These events took place just days before the Saviour's betrayal, trial, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Please note the words in verse 14, "as it is written." What was about to take place had been prophesied, and that by the prophet Zechariah. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." Zechariah chapter 9 and the verse 9. Please turn up that verse, for it is very full of important truths. These Jewish leaders, who proclaimed themselves to be experts in the knowledge of the law and the prophets, had one of the great prophecies fulfilled before their eyes, and thus Jesus of Nazareth authenticated as Messiah, but still they refused him. Men will ignore and reject the plainest evidence of who Jesus is, and refuse his claims of being the Redeemer. What hope of heaven have those who act so? Surely we must say, no hope whatsoever. Dear listener, do not act as these men. Let not prejudice and bitterness rob you of eternal life. Receive Christ, though all around you denounce him and ridicule you. Secondly, Zechariah's prophecy plainly identified the person of Jesus of Nazareth and what he had come to accomplish. Zechariah identified Jesus as the King of Zion. He indicated his glorious person by calling him the Just One. In the sermon he preached just before he was murdered, Stephen, the first Christian martyr, also called the Saviour the Just One. Acts chapter 7, verse 52. Furthermore, Zechariah says in this verse that the King of Zion would come bringing salvation. The word salvation may mean Saviour. It is so translated in 2 Samuel chapter 22 in the verse 3. "The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Saviour." That's the same word. "Thou savest me from violence." Jesus was thus identified by Zechariah as the Saviour. Zechariah also indicated that the King of Zion would come lowly and riding upon an ass and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. That prophecy was being fulfilled before the eyes of the crowd that greeted Jesus of Nazareth. And yet before that very week was out, they would reject him and crucify him. How blind and stubborn is the human heart. The shadow of the awful national rejection of Jesus fell upon that scene. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him." As Bible prophecy was unfolding before them, they were so blind they could not see it. What is needed to arouse men from such blindness and prejudice? All the sermons and radio broadcasts in the world can avail nothing. What is needed is the working of the wonderful grace of God, whereby the eyes of man's understanding are opened, and the glories and the beauties of Christ are seen, as well as the wicked corruptions of his own heart. That is what is needed today. Finally, note that even the disciples, despite their faith in Christ, failed to observe the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. These things understood not the disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. Verse 16. The words of Zechariah would have been familiar to the disciples also, but they too failed to see them being fulfilled before their eyes. The disciples had a very imperfect understanding of the wonderful work and purpose of their Savior. However, it says, "But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him." This is a reference to the ascension of Christ, after which something very special took place, which resulted in the disciples entering upon a new and much higher level of understanding of what it was that Christ had taught them. That which took place was the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." John chapter 14 and the verse 26. It is the grace and power of the Holy Spirit that is presently needed upon the preaching of God's word in churches and gospel mission halls and on the radio. Were that to happen, what awakenings would take place? What wonderful entrances would be granted to the light of God's truth, which would pierce and penetrate the dark hearts of men? Christian, pray for just such an outpouring. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.